her where they tell her to, and she tells me how he has to sit in the chair with the lights and the green spot with the moving dot on it, and they find out. "Oh, no," says Jolly. "How come this happened?" she says. "Jeremy, this is too much," she says to him, and she's looking around the room to find somebody to blame it on, because they find out Jeremy can't see right when it's close up, and he needs glasses. To tell the truth, I know what Jolly means. You know how much glasses cost? Just to think about it makes Jolly want to go to bed and pull the blanket up all over herself, she says. She's all in her Jeremy how could you mood that I know from my house. Mothers go, "How could you?" when you start costing them money. It's in mom school they learn it before they got born. Even accidental moms, like Jolly.
Jolly is blaming Jeremy for needing glasses, which of course isn't his fault. But as Levon explains, Jolly's not really blaming him. She's just worried about how she'll pay for his glasses. Since Levon is being raised by a single mother, and money at their house is short, she understands what Jolly is going through. I've noticed that since Levon and Jolly fought, Levon has had more empathy for Jolly. Keep reading on the same page at the beginning of the last paragraph. It begins, "So Jolly takes..."
So Jolly takes a few days to go, "Jeremy, how could you?" And then she gets around to keeping the appointment they made. And Jeremy has gas, he calls them, the glasses. This is cute or not, depending on how your mood is when you have to go putting them on him,